This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, remembering the Great Hunger. But first, on a trendy strip last night, Miami South Beach. Well, they're all trendy there. People lined up to get into the nightclub level. The headliner? Former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno. It was Janet Reno's dance party all over again, a recreation of the Saturday Night Live skit in which Miss Reno's unbending image was parodied by comedian Will Ferrell in drag. Janet Reno herself once appeared on the set, bursting through the walls wearing the same blue dress as Will Ferrell.
Hi, Janet.
Zip your mouth. I just danced. Now hit it.
Janet Reno is now a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor of Florida. She got her groove on last night, hoping to win support with the young and hip. Janet Reno, a fly girl? Forgive me, but what's up with that? NPR's Philip Davis was up in there and has this report.
The line outside Level was a rarely seen mix of chic club kids, adults who rarely venture outside the suburbs, and people who were just into, well, political parties. No, make that political parties. Like Al Magdaleno, a sports therapist, who said you had to remember just one thing.
Remember, it's Miss Reno if you're nasty. We just came to support Janet. That's it. Never been to Level, but first time here. It's all about Janet.
More seriously, Magdaleno said he supported Reno because of her support for gay rights, a very popular cause here in South Beach. Inside, the floors were covered in glitter, while red, white, and blue bunting festooned the black-painted ceiling high above. More than 1,500 tickets were sold at $25 a pop. The night was meant to energize the campaign. While Reno is far ahead of her main Democratic rival, a Tampa lawyer named Bill McBride, she's made little headway against the popular Republican incumbent, Governor Jeb Bush, who's far ahead in most polls. Standing in the nightclub's lobby, Connie Coopersmith of Miami Beach acknowledged that reality.
You can't compete against the president coming down and supporting the governor, so you have to do lots of little things. And so far, this race hasn't gotten the kind of attention that I thought it would. But right now, you need to build up something.
Coopersmith said she was ready to party for the cause.
Well, I don't know if I can dance because my shoes are already killing me, but I can at least move my upper body.
Well, she didn't have to worry about being outshone by the star attraction. Walking on stage, dressed in a simple black dress, Reno gave a short stump speech.
But we have got to fight hard for all the people, not some of the people, for all our children, not some of the children, for all our elders, not some of our elders.
And then it happened. Janet Reno got out on the dance floor and boogied. She moved her arms and legs. She clapped her hands. She did a spin. Later, in the VIP room, 6'4" drag queen Elaine Lancaster gave Reno an A for effort.
I think she's wonderful. She's got a lot of rhythm. She's got her own style. How's that?
Reno herself was chatting at the other end of the VIP room, surrounded by admirers and bouncers and the club's hip owner. Could it be? Had Janet Reno become cool? Well, let's not go that far.
I've never quite understood what that expression meant, but if I do understand it, it means that you're comfortable with yourself.
A few minutes later, Reno got into her red pickup truck and drove back to her South Miami home. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.